Hello and welcome to Newsmax Health. I'm Nick Tate. When Dr. Joel Fuhrman published his book Eat to Live 10 years ago, it quickly became a number one bestseller and changed the way we think about eating and health. Now he's making it even easier to use food to lose weight, reverse disease, and live longer with the new Eat to Live cookbook. Dr. Fuhrman, welcome to Newsmax Health.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Well, Doctor, tell us, what is the core philosophy behind the Eat to Live concept?
Well, I guess the core philosophy is eating a diet with a rich micronutrient density. That means food gives us macronutrients or calories. Those are fat, carbohydrate, and protein. And food also gives us those micronutrients that do not contain calories, vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals. And it's designing a diet style with a high micronutrient density, which means more nutritional bang per each caloric buck. Because we find that as a person increases their nutrient the nutrient quality of their diet and the nutrient comprehensiveness of their diet, you have less hunger, less cravings, less drive to overeat, and of course, much better health.
I see. Well, you know, your previous books I know have been largely research-based. What recent nutritional science informs the dietary advice in your new book?
Oh, well, there's so much new research that's so exciting. And, you know, nutritional science has made exponential advances in recent years. And now we know, now we can say to people, with real scientific support, you don't have to have a heart attack. You don't have to have a stroke. You don't have to get demented when you get older. We can win the war on cancer. We've gone down the wrong path in, you know, the history of nutrition over the last 50 years, but now we're getting it together. So the point is, it's not that different from the science in the old book, but more advances in science have made the data very conclusive and not controversial. And that means your diet to be most protective and most beneficial for weight loss has to be vegetable-based, not meat-based, not bread and pasta-based, not oil-based. But the point is that we have to eat more vegetation, more produce. And the new science shows that if we eat too many animal products, the increased protein, concentrated protein, raises a hormone called IGF-1 that can promote breast cancer, prostate cancer. And the bacteria in the digestive tract change in response to either a meat-based or a sugar-based diet. Too much sweets, too much meat in your diet. You grow certain bacteria that actually create inflammation and weight gain and promote heart disease. So there's a whole bunch of different mechanisms via which an excellent diet promotes health. And you could say a suboptimal diet promotes disease.
Well, you know, to that point, let me ask you to simplify things for us. Can you maybe identify three foods that we should eat every day and maybe three that we should avoid?
Sure. I mean, three of the most beneficial longevity-promoting anti-cancer foods are green vegetables, beans, and onions. So greens, beans, and onions are right up there on the top. And I even say to people this acronym called GBOMBS. I say GBOMBS, greens, beans, onions, mushrooms, berries, and seeds. So they never forget the most powerful anti-cancer, you know, foods in the American dietary landscape, and they pay attention to eating those foods regularly in their diet.
Okay. Now, you've developed a simple formula for superior health and keeping weight off, I know. It's H equals N over C, or health equals nutrients per calories. Can you explain this to us?
Sure. You know, when we were talking about that before, is we want to eat a diet high in micronutrients because, you know, we follow like animals, like primates, monkeys around in the jungles with telephoto lenses and calculate what they're eating. And we find that the average animal consumes 20 times the RDIs that Americans are consuming per body weight. And most Americans aren't meeting the RDIs. What I'm finding is that Americans are grossly deficient in basic micronutrients, and especially those phytochemicals that arm our immune system to fight cancer. So the American diet is now 52% of calories from processed foods, 30% from animal products. We're eating an inadequate amount of vegetation, and the H equals N over C means your healthy life expectancy, the quality of your life, your emotional state, whether you get demented or not, and your resistance to cancer, all these later life diseases, is based on the micronutrient per calorie density through your lifetime. So we have to recognize which foods give us all those protective micronutrients and then eat more of them. So I encourage people to eat a large salad every day. Like put a sign on your refrigerator that says the salad is the main dish. So you're eating raw vegetables and maybe some kale or cabbage and red onions put on top. Maybe a delicious dressing made with tomato sauce and almond butter and fig vinegar or balsamic vinegar with a little raisin in there. Or, you know, we're making the dressings healthy too, because it's this combination the synergistic effect of these high nutrient foods that the body can work with to have superior immune function. And, you know, I think that the data is there, and we could say with scientific authority that we don't have to have, you know, 90%. We can reduce these cancer rates, breast cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer, by 90% or more with people adopting what I call a nutritarian diet.
I get it. And with the recommendation that you have one large salad a day or preferably two, I just have to ask, don't your patients get hungry?
Oh, well, they're not just eating only salads, you know, they're eating lots of other foods too. So actually, you know, it's nice to have a whole collection of foods that you can eat unlimited amounts of, you know, if you are hungry. Because I'm saying this unusual statement that this, consider this, that cutting back on calories is not the answer to successful weight loss and successful health. Exercising more doesn't work. You have to increase the quality of what you eat, not just reduce the quantity, because if you try to reduce the quantity without increasing the quality, you're going to be left with food cravings and toxic addictions and not feeling well unless you overeat food. In other words, you're eating larger amounts of food, not smaller amounts. Sure, big salads, but cooked vegetable dishes, vegetable bean soups, sorbets, desserts, breakfast, oatmeal, burgers made with, you know, beans and mushrooms. We have all types of high-nutrient foods. And the point is, the more of these high-nutrient foods like green vegetables and salads you eat, the easier it is to lose weight. So you eat more food to lose more weight. You don't try to eat thimble-sized portions of food and count calories.
Okay. Well, to the point of kind of foods we enjoy and favorite foods, would you share with us some recipes from your book that you make most often in your own home?
Well, you know, I make a great vegetable bean soup on the weekend. I have it for the whole week. I'll even like juice fresh vegetables and mix the vegetable juice or a vegetable broth with the water. And then I'll put in, you know, leeks and onion and mushrooms and tomatoes and split peas and lentils and some beans. And of course, a whole host of different seasonings and basil. I'll make a delicious pot of soup. But some of my favorite recipes are the desserts and the salad dressings. Like, for example, I talked about the, you know, tomato sauce with almond butter, but a dressing I make all the time is just a peeled navel orange mixed with some raw cashews and some toasted sesame seeds, a little splash of white vinegar or blood orange vinegar, and a squeeze of lemon, and I put some toasted sesames on the salad. I love that salad dressing. And, you know, the point is that nuts and seeds have beneficial anti-cancer effects, and they facilitate the absorption of the phytochemicals in the salad that prevent cancer. Whereas oil is high calorie, low nutrient food that gets absorbed into your bloodstream too rapidly and leads to fat storage, not fatty acid oxidation and fat burning. So we're trying to reduce oil, substitute whole foods like nuts and seeds. And then, of course, favorite desserts, like a delicious coconut cream pie made with shredded carrots, shredded apples, shredded beets, and a macadamia nut icing on top. Maybe a great ice cream or sorbet made with frozen mangoes, coconut, and lemon, and a little piece of dried mango to sweeten it. You know, in other words, whether it's desserts, main dishes, salads, or soups, I'm claiming that healthy food can taste better and then emotion than, you know, what you're eating before. Your taste buds sure adjust to not eating so many things with a high degree of sugar in them and all that sweets. Your taste buds actually get stronger. But you know what? People who become nutritarians reap the benefits. They don't need blood pressure medications. They don't have to worry about ever getting heart attacks. They don't have to be on cholesterol-lowering drugs or be diabetic. But emotionally and intellectually, you know you're eating good-tasting food that's good for you too. So it makes you feel, so you just feel better and have a better quality life.
Well, you've made me hungry. Dr. Furman, author of the Eat to Live cookbook, thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
And thank you for watching Newsmax Health.